Chapter 13. Karandiru, DV plus 2 hours. The raptors advanced with purpose along the broad tunnel, alert for any danger. Hef marched alongside his commander, amazed and horrified by what they found. The underground chambers they passed were fronted by flickering power fields, and beyond the force walls lurked all manner of creatures. The rooms were decked out like cells, with bunks and ablution facilities. But most looked more like animal lairs, containing piles of shredded blankets and soiled sheets. The inhabitants capered and slithered and stalked around their cages, some throwing themselves at the energy barriers as the space marines passed, each attempt met with a crack and a blast of purplish light. No sound passed the power fields, leaving Hef to wonder what howls, yammers, and screeches resounded beyond them. Many of the inmates were obviously furious, some sobbing. A few approached the legionaries with suspicious or hopeful eyes, all too human amongst distorted canine faces and scaled skin. It was soon obvious why the main controls had not operated the wards in this part of the prison. Some of the creatures they passed were hulking beasts as large as dreadnoughts, twisted with outlandish muscle and sprouting tendons and veins. They hunched in their cells with horns and tusks and sword-like claws. Furrows carved into the walls and ceilings stood testament to long frustration. Some of the mutants picked up the remnants of their furnishings and hurled them at the barriers as the legionaries passed, beat fists on their chests like base primates, or put back their heads and let loose silenced howls. Each new apparition made Hef shudder with recognition, as though he was looking at the chambers beneath Ravendelve, where he and the raptors had been kept until the Horus sympathizers had attacked. He tried so hard to push the memories back, to focus on the mission at hand. But as each new leering monstrosity and anguished wretch was revealed, he could not think of anything else. "We will avenge them," Bran said, sensing the unease of his warriors. It seemed an odd thing to say, given the nature of many of the warriors that accompanied the commander. Other than armaments, battle plate, and livery, the only difference between some of the raptors and the prisoners was which side of the force wall they were on. If these poor unfortunates had to be avenged, what did that mean for the raptors? A burst of gunfire from ahead brought welcome distraction from the unsettling train of thought. Hef bounded towards as a squad of raptors broke through into another part of the complex with melter bombs and met by a storm of bullets and heavier weapons fire. Racing along the freshly opened tunnel, Hef glimpsed fur and horns and scaly skin, but paid each new horror no heed, and with the others, he burst from the front line of Ravenguard. His arms had grown longer in the last months, part of the continuing process that had stretched bones and cartilage and bolstered muscle and organs, and he almost raced on all fours in his desire to get at the foe. He bounded past bodies of the guards, some of them oddly mangled, twisted and broken like dolls where they'd been discarded. He noticed in passing no bolter wounds or blade cuts on the bodies. They had all been butchered by hand. A missile detonated just ahead, smashing a raptor from his feet in the blast, ripping another in half. The fire coming up from ahead was more accurate than before, shots pounding into the chests of the power-armored legionaries, while lasbolts flickered from the doorways with surprising vehemence. Turning a corner, Hef came face to face with a giant of a man, as tall as a space marine and just as broad. He was half-naked, chest bulging with scarred muscle. Hef struck with his chainsword out of instinct, but the warrior moved just as quickly, ducking the blow and driving a fist into the lieutenant's gut. Another punch crashed into Hef's jaw, sending him reeling backwards. A bolt round slammed into his attacker's shoulder, tearing out a fist-sized chunk of flesh. It did little to stop the man as he lunged after Hef, who was retreating back to the corner of the passageway, while more of his kin advanced in support of the attack.
"Cease firing!"
Bran's bellow ran along the metal-lined corridor.
"Fall back! Cease fire!"
Hef could not understand why they would not press the advantage, but he followed orders without hesitation, stumbling away from his adversary as the man stooped to pick up the chainsword knocked from Hef's grasp. The Raven Guard could not even remember dropping the weapon, and shame burned as he retreated. Sporadic fire covered the Raven Guard retreat as the raptors regrouped in a central passageway.
"What is the first axiom of victory?"
Brand shouted, standing at the junction. Hef was starting to recover his senses from the bloodlust and confusion. The raptors formed up around their commander to either side of the side tunnel. Bran stood with his back to the wall.
"Be where the enemy desires you not to be," a reply echoed back.
"This is Commander Bran of the Raven Guard. Identify yourselves."
"Bran?"
There was distant muttering that Hef could not quite make out.
"Show yourself."
The commander glanced at Hef and the others. He considered the demand for a few seconds, frowning with indecision. Eventually, he poked his head around the corner as the warriors on the other side of the corridor eased their weapons into firing positions.
"Bran! By the pits of Kievar, it bloody well is!" came the other voice.
The commander stepped out into the open, lowering his weapons.
"Nepenna? I'll be a Tech Priest's mother. What? How?"
Hef saw now that his foe was not one of the guards, but actually another space marine, as were the handful of others that had defended the side corridor. Two were lying dead on the ground, another one nursing a badly bleeding arm. There were two unmoving raptors amongst them. The one called Nepenna slapped a hand to Bran's chest. A strand of long blonde hair stuck to his sweaty face, but Hef could see a tattoo on the warrior's cheek of the Legion's raven emblem gripping the cog of the Mechanicum. A Tech Marine. Nepenna stepped back, brow furrowing as he looked at the gathering raptors. His men closed in, captured lasguns and autoguns looking small in their giant fists. All were dressed only in loose leggings, barefoot, and bare-chested.
"It seems I am not the only one with an explanation to give," said the prisoner. "How long have you been here? Why did you not release us sooner?"
"I am not sure I get your meaning, friend," said Bran.
"You released an arm the subs before you found us."
Nepenna waved a hand at Hef and a few of the other mutated warriors.
"When did you arrive?"
"Not more than 30 minutes ago."
Bran glanced at his companions.
"These are my raptors, Nepenna, from the Legion."
"They look just like the subs," said one of the other prisoners.
"Subs?" asked Hef. "What are subs?"
The other legionary looked uneasy for a moment.
"It's what we call the ones that have been experimented on," he explained. "The ones they turned into..."
"Subs. Subhumans."
Hef felt like he had been struck, a knot of pain in his chest. Anger flared at the insult, but he fought back the urge to lash out. He was not a beast, he told himself, but he could not imagine what the raptors must look like to an outsider. Mustering what dignity he could, Hef brought his fist up to his chest in salute.
"I am Lieutenant Navarre Hef of the Raven Guard. You are?"
"Iento, Blood Angels," said the other warrior.
He did not return the salute, but looked at Nepenna.
"You never mentioned these warriors before?"
"Never seen them," said Nepenna. He looked at the commander and raptors with suspicion.
"A lot has changed," said Bran.
"Why did you attack us?"
"When the cells were opened, I figured out that there was an attack and mustered the few of us left," said Nepenna.
"I thought the Commandant had sent in a squad of of his experiments to kill us before we could be freed."
"Could you not see we were Raven Guard?" asked Bran.
There were mutters from a couple of the other legionaries and a harsh bark of a laugh from Iento.
"What? What is it?"
"Your colors are not the badge of loyalty they once were," said the Blood Angel.
He looked at Hef and then at the chainsword he had taken. With a shrug of apology, Iento handed back the weapon.
"I think this is yours." If the Legion is here, where is Lord Korax? Lepenna said with some urgency.
He's going to take down the planetary commandant, replied Bran.
Why?
I think Lord Korax is heading right into a trap.
Lepenna looked pained.
The commandant was one of us until Istvan. A Raven Guard!